Where did all the water on Venus go? And what else lies hidden under her veil?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
In 1989, the space shuttle Atlantis launches the Magellan probe toward Venus.
Roger, roll, Atlantis.
Probe program initiated at
100%. After a journey of 15 months, Magellan uses radar eyes to peer through the clouds from orbit. Watching from Earth is Ellen Stofan.
When you have that ability to pick up an image and say, I'm one of the first three people, I'm one of the first five people to ever look at this piece of ground on another planet, it's such a sense of awe and a sense of discovery.
Magellan's radar strips away the thick clouds. For the first time ever, we see all of Venus laid bare. Welcome to Lava Land.
There are volcanoes of all sizes, from a kilometer across to hundreds of kilometers across. And in that sense, it's not all that different from some areas on the Earth. But on the other hand, it's, of course, this dry world with no vegetation at all.
It's the sheer number of volcanoes that sets Venus apart. This is a world that has been tortured by fire. Over 1,600 giant volcanoes puncture its surface. It's possible some are still active.
If we could just hover like this over Venus, it would probably look a lot like this.
Mark Bullock enjoys spending time on Venus, at least the version he finds.